Amen. Can we stand together this evening? So glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight. What a great day that we've had today in Truth Camp. And the morning service, a powerful service, and throughout all the activities today, how many of you can say that all day long you've been with Jesus and it's been a wonderful day? Amen. Won't we give the Lord a hand clap tonight? Praise the Lord. Let's lift those hands to heaven. Let's just invite the Lord into this service. Father, we praise you tonight. We thank you for the privilege that we have to come together to worship in spirit and in truth. Lord, we pray tonight you'd open the windows of heaven once again. Lord, as you would come and visit us. Lord, dwell and abide in our hearts and our lives. Let your power be revealed. Hear the voice, the cry of these young people. Lord, I pray tonight, let us leave this place differently than the way that we have come, and we'll be quick to give you thanks and praise. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus. And somebody said amen. Reach over to your neighbor, shake their hand, tell them, say, I don't know about you, but I came to have church tonight. Amen. Brother Dustin, come.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, he's gone on the platform, gone back out the door. He's got in the end of the corner and got all over the floor. And I know God is God, and God will never change. I know God is God, and he always will be God. Well, he's got on the platform, gone back out the door.
And flashes, gone when the thunder rolls.
He's got way at the door, he's got down in my soul. I know God is God, and God will never change. I know God is God, and he always will be God.
Well, he's God if you love him, he's God if you don't, he's God if you serve him, and he's God even if you won't.
And I know God is God, and God will never change.
Hebrew children, he's God of Abraham,
he's God of the fire of furnace, he's God of great I am. I know God is God, and God will never change. I know God is God, and he always will be God.
Yes, he's God that healed my body, God that saved my soul. He filled me with the Holy Ghost, God that makes me whole.
I know God is God, and God will never change.
Will be God. Oh, yes, he's gone on the platform,
he's gone back at the door. He's gone in the living corner, and he's gone all over the floor. And I know God is gone, and God will never change. I know God is gone, and he always
sing again. Well, he's gone that healed my body, God that saved my soul.
He filled me with the Holy Ghost,
God that makes me whole.
I know God is God, and God will never change. I know God is God, and he always will be God.
Well, he's God if you love him, he's God if you don't, he's God if you serve him, and he's God even if you won't.
I know God is God, and God will never change. I know God is God, and he always will be God.
Oh, and I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Oh, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Oh, yes, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. It'll be alright, be alright. sent Moses to lead all his people out. Pharaoh's heart was hardened, thought he'd give them a new route. So he chased them all down to the Red Sea shore. He thought he wouldn't have to worry about Moses anymore. But Moses stretched his rod out over the sea, and the Lord answered Moses with a gentle little breeze. I can see Moses now with a smile upon his face, telling all the people with his gentle grace that I've got a boat. Hallelujah! Everything's gonna be alright. It'll be alright. Well, a little boy named David went out to fight the giant, and everybody laughed at such a funny little sight. A little shepherd boy, armed only with a sling, beside mighty Goliath seemed such a pretty little thing. But David said, "You come to me with spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord." Well, he put in a song, and it came, oh hallelujah, when he left his hand, David, he began to sing, oh, that I've got a feeling, everything's gonna be alright, oh, yes, I've got a feeling, everything's gonna be alright. Story of them all. Oh, Jesus was a dying, and hell had a ball. All the demons were rejoicing, they thought they had won the war. But soon they would not be laughing anymore. On the first day of the week, the sun woke up the earth. The caverns of the deep, they opened up and shook it firm. To a resurrected Savior with healing in his wings. Oh, now the hosts of children rise up and see that I, oh, come on, young people. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord's in this place tonight. Right. Oh, yes, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Oh, Lord, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. It'll be alright. Oh, let's sing that second verse again. The giant, and everybody laughed at such a funny little sight. A little shepherd boy, armed only with a sling, beside mighty Goliath seemed such a puny little thing. But David said, "You come to me with spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord." Well, he put in a song, and he gave in a flea, and when he left his hand, David, he began to see that I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Oh, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Oh, yes, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Oh, it'll be alright. Be alright. Oh, it'll be alright. The greatest story of them all. Oh, Jesus was a dying, and hell had a fall. All the demons were rejoicing, they thought they had won the war. But soon they would not be laughing anymore. On the first day of the week, the sun woke up the earth. The caverns of the deep, they opened up and shook it firm. To a resurrected Savior with healing in his wings. Oh, now the host of children rise up and sing that I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Oh, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. of them all. Oh, Jesus was a dying, and hell had a ball. All the demons were rejoicing, they thought they had won the war. But soon they would not be laughing anymore. On the first day of the week, the sun will cop the earth. The caverns of the deep, they opened up and singing birth to our resurrected Savior with healing in his wings. Oh, now the whole shout, oh, that's you tonight. Rise up and sing. I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Oh, yes, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Oh, Lord, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Oh, it'll be alright. It'll be alright. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we thank you tonight. Lord, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. You know the devil gets mad when you sing that third verse. Oh, the demons were rejoicing. Hallelujah. You know when they put those nails in his hand, they thought they won. When they pierced his side and he said, it is finished. Oh, the devil said, yeah, it is. God, I've defeated you. But you know on that third day, brother, as that ground began to shake, hallelujah, as that temple began to move and the stones began to break, hallelujah, as that veil was torn in that place and Jesus came walking out of that tomb. Oh, I tell you what, tonight the devil, hallelujah, he was able to look ahead and see that in 2017, in the month of June, there was going to be a group of young people in Denton, Texas, going to be singing about this Savior. Oh, this says, I've got a feeling everything's going to be alright. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Devil, we're not alone tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, let's sing it one more time tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, and now for the greatest story of them all. Oh, Jesus was a dying and hell had a fall. All the demons were rejoicing. They thought they had won the war. But soon they would not be laughing anymore. On the first day of the week, the sun woke up the earth. The caverns of the deep opened up and singing birth to our resurrected Savior with healing in his wings. Oh, now the whole shout you, oh, just rise up and sing that I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Oh, in this house tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you in this house. Isn't it good to know tonight that we're not alone in this fight? We're not alone in this fight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's start on the verse. Hallelujah. Standing in the fire. strength. You're my defender. You're my refuge in the storm. Through these trials, you've always been faithful. To me, my everything. joy of my salvation. You're the peace in my storm. Your loving arms protect me. You shelter me.
Can we thank Him for a few minutes? Oh, just thank Him for His goodness. Thank Him for His grace. Oh, thank Him for His mercy. Oh, think about where you could be tonight, where He brought you from tonight. Oh, come on, let's give Him praise for a few minutes. Oh, come on, you can't give Him enough praise tonight. Let's lift Him up in the sanctuary. We've come to praise Him tonight. We come to worship Him tonight. Oh, come on, let's give Him a hand clap. Yes, come on. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Oh, come on, look over at your neighbor and say, I don't know about you, but I come to have church. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad that you showed up at Truth Camp 2017? Hallelujah. I'm so glad. Don't you feel Him? Amen. I feel Him moving. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but if that don't stir your bowl, your spoons done fell out. Oh, come on tonight. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Continue to worship Him tonight. My, what a message we heard last night. My brother Morris, excited to see what the Lord's going to do tonight. I began to think about Jesus when He told His disciples. He said, go in the colt. He'll be tied up. And it said that He was tied up where two ways met. Oh, come on. There's some of you tonight that have been tied up where two ways met. You don't know which way to go. But I'm going to tell you tonight, if you follow Christ, you can't go wrong. I begin to think about where it said He was tied up where two ways met. You know, He was an unbroken colt. Anybody ever in here tonight? I don't know about you, but I've been on those unbroken colts. When you get on an unbroken colt, you're going to find out He's going to buck, He's going to kick, He's going to snort, He's going to bite, He's going to do everything that He can to get you off of His back. But I'm going to tell you, when the colt was tied up where two ways met, it said they loosed him and they brought him to Jesus, and Jesus sat upon his back, and the colt lifted him up, and they began to enter into Jerusalem, and they screamed, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. What I'm telling you tonight is that donkey, that colt, had to make up his mind. He could lift up Christ, or he could buck, he could bite, he could jump, but he decided that day he would lift up Christ. Where two ways met, though, there's some of you here tonight that you're standing at a crossroad. When you go home, those old friends are going to be, I'm not here to preach. Brother Morris is going to do that in a second. But I'm going to tell you, when you go home after this truth camp in 2017, you're going to be standing at a crossroad. Either you can stand for Christ or you can go your own way. And I encourage you to get in while you can. You know, Jesus is coming soon. Amen. He's sitting on the edge of his seat, I believe, and he's looking at his father saying, tell me when, and I'll go get my children. Oh, come on. He's coming back for a church without spot, without blemish. Amen. And I want to be part of the church tonight. Don't you want to be part of the church? Amen. Let's give him another hand. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. We're going to let the ushers, if they would come here tonight, prepare to take up our offering. Let the Lord speak to your heart here tonight in the giving. You know you cannot outgive God. Amen. Oh, come on. Let's search our hearts. Let the Lord speak to us, and you give to God. And if you don't have nothing to give, well, that's all right. You give yourself unto God. Amen. You just begin to pray and get in and let the Lord have his way tonight. Y'all pray with me. Father, right now, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for the work that you're doing here in this camp. Ask your Father to move, Lord, in a mighty way. We thank you for the presence that we've already felt tonight. Ask you to continue to move. Continue to reach your hand down from the very front to the very back. Father, each and every person, open up our hearts and our ears to hear your word. Father, Lord, ask you to bless those that have tonight. Bless those that don't. Let it be abundance to your kingdom. Father, Lord, we give you praise, honor, and glory for everything you've done already. Lord, be with us tonight in Jesus' precious name. Give us unto the Lord here this evening.
Well, I'm living on the side of victory. I've been washed in the blood of Calvary. The powers of hell cannot hinder me. I'm living on victory side. I'm living on the side of victory. I've been washed in the blood of Calvary. The powers of hell cannot hinder me. I'm living on victory side. Oh yes, I'm living on the side of victory. I've been washed in the blood of Calvary. The powers of hell cannot hinder me. I'm living on victory side. Oh yes, I'm living on the side.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Thank you for your giving tonight. We want Brother Michael Tom to come and give us just a quick word. He's our speaker in the morning at our last morning service. Looking forward to a great service in the morning. Do appreciate Brother Tom, also one of our board members here for Truth Camp. Appreciate his ministry. He's evangelizing now, and God's doing some great things.
Yes, yes. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. Are you thankful for him? His presence. My, what a camp, what a camp, truth camp. 2017, we've been hearing from heaven all week. We're going to hear from heaven again tonight, and we appreciate our evangelist and his wife and brother and sister Morse. Just the word they've been bringing to us from heaven. Praise God. I don't want a sermonette. I want a message from heaven, don't you? Praise God. I'm thankful for men that will get before God and lay on their face before him and say, give us your mind, O God. How many knows God has a mind? How many knows God will speak? Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. I'm excited about being with you in the morning. And we're just going to trust God to come by and have his way. Except the only reason we won't is if the rapture takes place. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said if the rapture takes place, we'll go on and have truth camp forever. Come on, give the Lord a hand to praise. Woo, glory be to God. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God. Oh, you missed a good place. Come on, somebody said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Would somebody give the Lord another hand of praise? Hallelujah. I'm unashamed. I'm not ashamed. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I remember as a little boy growing up in that Assembly of God church in southeast Oklahoma. We'd open up them hymn books and sing, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to speak his name. I'm not ashamed to own his blessings. Come on, lift your hand again and shout, I'm not ashamed. Unashamed, unashamed. That's our theme. Unashamed. Glory to God. And Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Praise the Lamb of God. And I've had the privilege of conducting this week the what I gave it a name is Anointed Youth in Action Club. And we've talked about yesterday, we talked about prayer. Everybody shout prayer. And then today we had special guests. Brother Bob Goodwin, his wife, Sister Claire, came, and she shared with us on witnessing. Our theme, yesterday's session's theme, was called to pray. Today it was be a witness. Come on. Those two main basic foundational discipleship truths you need to get into your life, and I need to as well. Would you shout amen? What? To pray and to be a witness. Somebody lift your hand and shout, I am a witness, for when the power of God has come upon you, ye shall be witnesses unto me, he said. Oh, blessed be God. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I said, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Oh, yes, and the presence of God moving. And you know how to empty that out? You know how to empty that out is you go home and exercise yourself in prayer, and then you go out and you be a witness for the cause of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Would you shout hallelujah? There's power. He said the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved, it is the power of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. The power of God. And of course, my pastor said he's thinking about putting a rope on my ankle like they used to do the priests in the Old Testament. If I go a little bit long, he'll drag me out. Amen. So I'm winding it down. But not ashamed. And everything's going along with that theme, even the kids' ministry. And tonight we have a table. If Pastor don't mind me making this announcement, there's a table out there with Sister Claire Goodwin and Brother Bob Goodwin's books there. His book says 65 years, I believe it says, with the Holy Ghost. And her books are on witnessing, and there are also some limited free tracks there that you can take that'll help you be a witness. Stop by there. All of their books are half price. Buy you something, get some tools in your hand, and begin to do the work of the kingdom. Would you shout hallelujah? And let this world know that we are not ashamed. Would you shout hallelujah? Looking forward to the morning.
Well, praise the Lord. You love Jesus? Amen. We want the choir to come at this time. Looking forward to their ministry this evening. Appreciate Sister Ashley Smith and the Truth Camp Choir. Let's give them a hand of appreciation as they come to minister to us tonight.
Walking in these streets, my soul is saved. soul. I got a disease in my body that the doctors couldn't find a cure for. I was laying in the hospital bed at 5 years old with one kidney shut down and the other one only operating at 30%. But nobody knew what was going on in my body, but God knew. My pastor, Brother Hood, came by and knelt by my bed and began to pray for me. 2 days later, I walked out of there with not a problem in my body. 10 years later, I would battle suicide and depression. And I'd be sitting in my room and I'd have that music blaring that I know I ought not to have. I remember there was a spirit that came into my room that began to say, why don't you just kill yourself? Why don't you just end it all? But all of a sudden, I heard a sweet, tender voice come to me and say, son, you can make it. Pick up your head and march on. That night, I was delivered from suicidal and depression. I'm here to tell you tonight, I'm a living testimony of what the power of God can do in somebody's life. I believe there is a power that is beyond any other. It's the power of the Holy Ghost.
I'm a living testimony of what the power of God can do. I'm a miracle you can see. Walking in these shoes, I know I'm insane. My body with you, my life been changed. And I know that it's real. I'm a living testimony of what the power of God can do.
You know, a lot of times we come to these camps and we look up here at the preachers and we don't see through the suit and the tie. And we don't see the struggles that they go through. But I want to tell you about a struggle that I went through that I haven't talked a lot about because it's painful. But maybe it'll help somebody here tonight. But a few years ago, I went through the valley of the shadow of death. And it was hard to read the Bible and pray. And when you read the Bible and it said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. But yet I was afraid. When the Bible said that he'll never leave you nor forsake you, but yet you don't feel his presence. When the Bible says that he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, but yet you don't feel like you've got a friend in the world. And I was at the very end of the rope, and I was just about to give up, and I was regretting, Brother Wilson, the day that I had given my life over to God and surrendered the call of the ministry. I was beginning to question God, Lord, why am I here? What are you doing with me? And I was at a time when I was so low, and I said, Lord, I can't do it anymore. I can't do this anymore, God. You promised in your word you wouldn't lay any more on me than I can bear. And I can't bear this anymore. I said, God, if you really care about me, send an angel to speak to me, and I'll do whatever he says. And let me tell you that a few hours later, my doorbell rang, and my dad was there. And he said, I need to talk to you. You see, when I was at my lowest point, God was still by me. Yeah. Oh, when I was down in the valley of the shadow of death, God was still on the throne. And when I was praying and seeking God, saying, Lord, I can't do it anymore, he was speaking to a man of God a few miles away. And let me tell you, my dad answered the call and came to my door and said, I've got to talk to you, Darren. I've got some things God's told me to tell you. And let me tell you that God was still on the throne. I might have been going through the valley of the shadow of death, but it wasn't but a few months later that I could truly say, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, praise God, I've got the victory tonight because God's still on the throne. It doesn't matter what you're going through here tonight. God is able to set you free. You might be bound by addictions and pornography, but God can set you free. You might be in a relationship that you feel hopeless in, but God can bring you out. Or you might feel like you've gone too far and sinned too much, but there's no sin that's deeper than the blood of Jesus. God's mercy and grace is still with you. Oh, praise God. I can stand here today and tell him I'm a living testimony of the power of God.
I'm a living testimony what the power of God can do. I'm a miracle you can see. Walking into my soul and say, my body is ready, my heart been changed. I know that it's real. I'm a living testimony of the power of God. What the power of God can do. I'm a miracle you can see. Walking in these shoes, my soul been saved. My body's been, my life's been changed. And I know that it's real. I'm a living testimony of what the power of God can do.
Y'all sing this a little more right here. months ago in Livingston, Texas, on a Sunday morning, he had to come into this earth. There was no life inside of him. No heartbeat, no breath. And my wife and I watched for what seemed like eternity as doctors worked to try to bring him back to life. And we heard the sweetest sound as he began to cry in that room. We made a flight to Kingwood, Texas, where we stayed in the NICU unit for 39 days. Every day looking at that doctor's face, thinking my baby's never gonna make it out of this place. They told me that day that we walked out of there, they said, we didn't think he was leaving. We didn't think he was leaving this place. But you know what? On a Sunday morning in Livingston, Texas, my pastor said, we got to pray. We got to pray this morning. And you know, as I walked into that NICU unit that morning and I turned that corner, that young lady said, I don't know what to tell you, Mr. Brown, but about midday today, Logan decided I'm getting better. I said, ma'am, I know exactly what happened. A church touched heaven. Hallelujah, he's not supposed to be here right now. He's not supposed to be able to see you right now. He's not supposed to be able to feed himself right now. He's not supposed to be able to speak. But today he looked up at me and said, Daddy. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what, he's a living testimony of what the power of God can do. And in about 12 years, this young man's going to... Hallelujah, he's going to be standing on this platform proclaiming, I'm a...
Everybody here's a miracle. We've all got a story to tell. Like a fire down deep inside our bones, we can't keep it to ourselves. How he reached right now, that he brought me up out of the fiery clay. Then he set my feet on a solid rock and he started me on my way. Now if you don't think that wasn't enough, I could testify all day. How he baptized me with the Holy Ghost, I'm not ashamed to say.
My body's been, my life been changed. I know that it's real. I believe. felt completely alone in this world. I felt like everything I did was wrong. I felt like I was messed up. And I wanted to die. And I cried myself to sleep almost every night because I hated myself. And I felt like God could never love me. I thought about suicide constantly for about 2 years. And I'm here now. And since March, I haven't felt any bit of anxiety and no depression. I haven't felt sad. I'm happy I'm alive.
I'm a living testimony. What the power of God can do. I'm a miracle. You can see. Walking in these dreams, my soul can say. My body's been in my life been changed. And I know that it's real. I'm a living testimony.
Come on, lift your hands tonight.
What the power of God can do.
Lift your hands tonight. We're a living testimony. What the power of God can do. Come on. Worship it in this house. Come on. Worship it in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I know that it's real. I'm a living testimony of what the power of God can do.
Listen. 3 years ago in March, February, the end of February, I was diagnosed with heart disease. I was 240 pounds. My cholesterol was out of sight. I had tests run that showed the aorta in my heart had blockage in it. The doctor told me if you have a heart attack, you're a dead man. You won't live through it. It was on a Saturday night, about 11 o'clock. I felt like somebody reached in my chest, grabbed my heart and squeezed it, and the top of my head felt like it's going to blow off. I told my wife, I said, I'm having a heart attack. I said, I'm dying. I could feel, amen, my life. And it's just, she gave me some nitroglycerin, put me in the car, rushed me to the hospital. They got me in the emergency room. They put me in the hospital. My heart doctor came in. He said, you're blessed to be alive. Amen. He said, we're going to keep you here. Monday we'll do a heart cath. Find out. Amen. I'm sure you're going to have open heart surgery. Amen. My father got on the phone, began to call churches all over America to pray for me that Sunday. People all over the United States praying, asking God to heal me. Monday morning they come, got me, took me for a heart cath, brought me back to my room. The doctor walked in that evening. He said, I got it on this piece of paper where your heart had blockages that should kill you, but on this piece of paper there is no blockage. And somebody say amen. He said, I can't explain it. I've got no answer. I don't know how it happened. I said, I know how it happened. It was the power of God. I'm a living testimony of the power of God. Flood these altars. Let God help you tonight. Come on, sing choir. Flood these altars. Let God help you tonight.
By on the way to the testimony. Let God do something for you tonight that you can leave here a living testimony. I'm a living testimony. I'm a living testimony. I'm a living testimony. He healed me. He delivered me. He set me free. He redeemed me. He restored me. He gave me victory. Truth came. 2017. I'm a living testimony. Woo! There he is. There's somebody's help. There's somebody's help. Glory, glory, glory.
Testify. I'm a living testimony. What God can do, I'm a miracle.
stretch your hands this way, believe God for this miracle. Stretch your hands this way, believe God for this miracle. This young lady's looking for a miracle. She wants to leave youth camp a living testimony. I said she wants to leave youth camp a living testimony. Somebody turn your faith loose. Somebody believe God in this house. Somebody know that God's more than able. That God can, that God will, that all things are possible to them that believe in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm a living testimony.
Walking in this new life, open to my body.
Thank you. Come on in the house. My blessings on the inside. Come on.
not dead. He's still alive. I know God's not dead. He's still alive. I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel it all over me. But I know God's not dead. He's still alive.
Well, I've been Coming back to glory of day. surprise, living forever. One day he's coming back to glorious day.
Believing he loved me,
dying he saved me, bearing he gave me.
Sin so far away,
rising he just arrived, living forever. One day he's coming back to glorious day.
Conceal him no longer. One day the song will away from the call. That's when Jesus alone over death he conquered. Oh, now he's ascending.